The immigration debate had its first procedural vote in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. On Wednesday, local activists and politicians took the issue to the streets. Outside of Senator Orrin Hatch's office at the Federal Building, the local chapter of a national immigrant youth network gathered to urge Hatch to be a champion for compassionate and effective immigration reform. Angelica Rodriguez, president of the Salt Lake Dream Team, says that the group is trying to remain visible and vocal to get their point across.
So right now we're here to deliver over 600 letters that we've collected throughout the Utah Valley at congregations, LDS, Catholic, Baptist, just everywhere. And we're here to deliver them to Senator Hatch's office just to show that people in Utah are supporting immigration reform. We heard that he's been getting a lot of anti-immigrant calls, so we're here to show him that people are in support of it.
The Dreamers are so called because they are the would-be beneficiaries of the DREAM Act, which Senator Hatch co-authored in 2001. That legislation, officially called the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act, would have provided a pathway to citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as minors. Provisions of the act have made their way into the current reform legislation. The Dream Team's Rodriguez, herself an undocumented immigrant, read one of the hundreds of letters the group had collected before handing the stack over to Heather Barney from Senator Hatch's office.
Senator Hatch, I have a family, and I want to have my family together. My children are 10, 9, 3, and 1 month old. My children need me, and I need them.
Barney accepted the letters and said that they would make their way to the senator. She also praised the group for its tenacity and determination.
We appreciate the work of the Salt Lake Dream Team and their constant enthusiasm for this issue, and we're happy to take these letters from them, and we will send them directly back to Washington to Senator Hatch. This is a very important issue. He's diligently looking at it, trying to improve the bill, make it workable, and he takes this issue very seriously.
Meanwhile, on the fourth floor of the Salt Lake City Library, Mayor Ralph Becker hosted a closed-door roundtable discussion with nearly 20 community and business leaders, immigration experts, elected officials, representatives of faith groups, law enforcement, and activists. Afterwards, at a press conference, Becker said the discussion was a way to find common ground and to lay the groundwork for the future.
When hopefully Congress passes something, we need to be prepared to take the next step. And we talked about, hopefully when Congress acts, that we will reconvene and say, okay, how can we make sure that our governmental entities, our businesses, our organizations, faith-based or otherwise, are prepared to take advantage of what Congress passes.
The mayor said that he held the roundtable at the request of the White House and that his office would send a report back to Utah's congressional delegation and to the president. In Washington, the push to advance the more than 1,000-page immigration reform bill continues. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said that his intent is to pass the bill out of his chamber by July 4th. If and when it does advance, the legislation faces a tougher slog in the House, whose divided Republican majority presents a potential roadblock to long-awaited comprehensive immigration reform. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.